Welcome to the Frisco Podcast. I'm your host, Scott Ellis, and this week my guest is Aaron Smith, founder of the Starters Club and organizer of the Entrepreneurs Summit. We're going to have a great event happening right here in Frisco on March 24th, so be sure to go out and get your tickets. Listen in to see what Aaron has to say about the conference and what you're going to get out of it. Thank you for being here, Aaron. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much for having me. Happy to be here.
Always good to have you. We are going to talk about two things today. One is your main business, the Starters Club, which I definitely want to hear more about because I think it's something that will be of interest to many people in Frisco who are business owners. And then we're going to talk about the Entrepreneur Summit that's coming up on the 24th. And there are still tickets available, right?
There are still tickets available.
Okay, it's a killer lineup of speakers. So if you haven't gotten your tickets, where can they go get them? Let's just go ahead and tell them right now.
EntrepreneurSummitDallas.com. If you use the term guest for your promo code, you'll get 20% off.
Ah, look at that, Frisco. Already giving you a deal. Okay, so let's talk about the Starters Club a little bit and what you do there and what that does for business owners.
Yeah, so I have kind of a funny history of entrepreneurship. To start, I grew up on a farm. So I worked all the time. Holidays, summer vacations meant more work. And when I graduated college and was offered a job, I asked for $35,000. They offered me $42,000 with Anderson Consulting at the time. I thought I was rich. I got holidays off. I had vacation. I never knew people would use vacation. I had no desire to ever be an entrepreneur because corporate America was just the best thing ever for me. I ended up switching jobs about a year later. I got recruited by another consulting firm. It was right in the early 2000s when the consulting thing started all falling apart. I luckily got out before the layoff happened because the whole office was shutting down, but I read a little book called Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki and said, wow, I've been spending every dime I'm making. I had a house, I had a car, and no savings. And I knew that if I went to found a job, I would have lost everything. And so I said, you know, I need to start owning. I need to learn this whole owning thing. I went to school at night to learn real estate, started investing in real estate, started learning the stock market, investing in stocks. And then I met who I thought was the love of my life, bought a second home in Dallas, moved out here from Phoenix. And he needed to work for the summer. Long story short, he was working on a PhD. And I love animals. I'm like, let's start a pet sitting business. This kind of looks fun. We'll just do it for the summer. Well, I found an inn and I found a different angle because I treat my animals like they were my kids. Even still with kids, my dogs are very spoiled. And I wanted a very specific service to provide people. I wasn't like everybody else. We charged a higher price, but you got a higher service. And I found this entrepreneur bug that I really didn't find in investing. I didn't consider myself an entrepreneur. But I started hiring. I literally hired my first employee, came home and Googled, how do I hire an employee? I had no idea what to do. And that was my journey. I built that up. I sold it. I started a second business. I sold that. And what the Starters Club is it's teaching people how to grow your own business no matter where you are. A lot of people feel like they need to do the next Instagram or Facebook and do this massive startup in order to have success. And my journey has been, you can truly make money doing anything. You don't have to come up with a new idea. You just have to find an in into something that already exists and make yourself stand out and be better. And the opportunities are endless. And a lot of people just get stuck. I ran into so many people saying, well, I have this idea. Now what do I do with it? And so I have online courses. I do a little bit of coaching, but really teach people how to go from an idea and then how to create systems. Leverage your content with your social media and your marketing and then integrate that with your product and service and get momentum that way. So my goal is once you're finished with the Starters Club, you're at a position that you're making money and you can start hiring and you know how to make the right hiring decisions.
You would say that the Starters Club is for people that are at that juncture?
That was my initial intent when I started the business, when I started the podcast. But what I discovered was a lot of people get started, and then when customers aren't falling from the sky like they had thought would happen, you know, just because they have a really great product or service, they don't have a good plan, they don't know what to do next, they don't know how to get their name out there, and that's why they have some missed expectations, like they thought they'd start this and make $1 million in 3 months, and that's why a lot of, 80% of businesses fail within the first 18 months, I believe is the statistic. And I think it's just a lot of not right expectations and then not a right execution plan.
I'm curious about the process you went through in selling your businesses. I assume these were not, you didn't build up like huge monstrous corporations, right? These
right.
were what most people would consider a small business of some mm-hmm. kind. How did you find a buyer? How did you go about figuring out how to price that? What did that look like? And not that most of our Frisco businesses are probably looking to sell anytime soon, right. but to somebody who hasn't been through it, that's a little bit of a mysterious process, I think.
You want the person who buys your business to make their money back in a year and a half, typically, is what you want to start with. What happened with the pet sitting business was I bought up a competitor. What I did was I was still kind of that entrepreneur that didn't want to let my baby go. So when I bought that second business, I hired somebody to take over that one. And we kept them two separate businesses because they were two different services. I just wanted to have a pet sitting monopoly in the city, I guess. She started doing that. And once I was able to trust her, I let her take over the higher end one and let her take that over. And it just became a position where we're now divorced, but at the time we were supposed to move in another year. So we were in this perfect position that she slowly moved her way in and we were able to sell it. And when I sold that business, I wanted a win-win for her. I wanted my clients taken care of. I didn't want to put her in massive debt for it. So we created a payment plan where, you know, we worked on a price and then she paid us over the course of 4 years for the business. So it worked out really well for her. It was perfect because clients knew her. It wasn't like, Aaron and Michael are leaving. There's all, you know, now what are we going to do? Who, I don't know how to trust this person. So she really didn't lose clients because it was just this easy transition. On the next business, it was a mobile spray tanning business. And I had at one point been in salons and pulled out, but that one was kind of a, I'm not going to lie, a lucky one. I had had it for sale. I wasn't actively pursuing it, just kind of maintaining it while I was working on the next thing. And I had it ranked number one in Google. And this girl, this is a true story. She messaged me and said, I really want to start a tanning business. You've done this for a while. Would you be willing to sit down and give me some hints? I said, I'll do you one better. I'll sell you a business. I'm done. I sat down with her. And again, I wanted the best for her. I wanted my clients taken care of. I wanted to, you know, make money off what I built. And it just came out, agreed upon price. And she's happy as can be with it.
Oh, that's good to hear. Okay, mm-hmm. That's an interesting, maybe a little sidebar, but still a good yeah. story to hear. So let's talk a little bit now about the summit, about who the speakers are, when this is happening. Just give us the whole brain dump on what's happening. And for everybody that's out there listening, we're excited because this is happening in Frisco. We don't get a lot of events like this. I can't remember any quite like this that have happened here in Frisco. They're usually down in Dallas, somewhere downtown. But this is at the Embassy Suites mm-hmm. Convention Center. Just a really fantastic lineup. So fill us in.
Yeah, I've had success. And part of that success has been going to events all over the nation, really, and meeting, networking, and just learning. It's really, really important to me. I have been an entrepreneur here for a while, and I love Dallas, and there's no bad mouthing. I speak here. I have nothing against the speakers here, but when you're in Dallas, it's a lot of the same speakers. And you know, okay, if I don't make it to that event, I'm gonna be able to find them somewhere next month too. I really got sick of flying everywhere, but then saying, okay, I don't even wanna drive 30 minutes to go to this event, but I'm willing to jump on a plane to San Francisco and go here. And I just saw this opportunity where Dallas, Frisco, this whole area could not ask for a better economy. You could not ask for a better place for an entrepreneur. We're this great place, we're building these amazing businesses, but we don't have events that put us on the map. We don't have events that people are willing to travel here for. So instead of waiting for somebody to do it, I said, all right, I want to plan an event. I always take something on that scares the Jesus out of me, ready to throw up a couple of times thinking about this. So that meant I had to take it on. It's mimicked off 3 years ago, Entrepreneur, and they still do these events. They had an event here. It's all about growth and like topics that relate to growth. So no matter what your business is, we all need to grow. We all need to hire. We all need to market ourselves better. We all need to build a company culture, whether you're a company of one or 100 or a million. You've got to start figuring that out. That event, at the time I was an entrepreneur for 8 years, just changed my direction of entrepreneurship. And so I want to be able to provide that for people too. So the day is all focused on business growth. And it was important to me to bring in people that you don't see every day, that you're not going to see in Dallas in 2 weeks, that you're going to learn from. And it's not a sales day where we're going to sell you products from the stage. It's not a day of fluff. It's a day of, I want inspiration. I want you meeting some really incredible people who are also working on building their business. And I want you with takeaways. So Joel Kahn, he's our opening. You don't know who he is. He's really big on social media right now, but he sold his second business to Yahoo Games. That's where he started like 20 years ago. I think he's like got the 1600th website ever built was one of his. And he's just got a vast background in marketing and business building. And so he's got a great entrepreneurship background. Anne Hanley, I'm so excited about. If there's one business book you ever should read ever, is Everybody Writes by her. And it's changed the way I write because you all have to tell a story. That's what business, but marketing is. You have to be able to share your story. And it's writing well, but also spinning yourself. She gave an example. A lot of times you'll go through mission statements of companies and you can read 10 mission statements and you have no idea what the difference is between any of those companies because they all sound exactly the same. So it's how do you share your story to stand out from the rest.
And what was the name of that book again?
Everybody Writes.
Everybody Writes. All right, we're going to link that up in the show notes. Yeah, Anne is absolutely fantastic. When it comes to content, in terms of content that you're using to market yourself, market your business, she is hands down one of the best out there. I'm super excited that you got her to come.
She's just going to be great. And to be honest with you, I didn't know a ton about her until I started researching and found her. I read the book. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is like the best thing. I was so excited to. I knew of her, but didn't study her a lot. And now I've definitely, I want to learn so much more from her. And then throughout the day, we have a couple panels, one on video. If you are not utilizing video in 2016 in your business, you are missing out on massive opportunity.
Yeah.
It's not just a high-produced YouTube video. There's so many ways to utilize it with live streaming and all that. Another panel on hiring. And then we're talking company culture. Charles Horton, if you don't know who he is, he's a massively successful entrepreneur here in Dallas, this close to getting billionaire status. That was his goal by the time he hit 50. He's got 1 year and he's just built a company to get him there. So he's got a great background. He's launching his book that day. And we're going to talk lean startup. I think this is another important topic because a lot of people feel lean startup is strictly for tech, but it's all about really being in constant contact with your customers. So knowing whatever your product or service is, you're building the right one. And then Sherry Garcia. Sherry works PR for Mark Cuban. She's got a vast background in PR. She's invented a product. And then she also has an app that she just got a ton of funding for. And so she's just got a very vast background in entrepreneurship too.
Well, exciting. So we've got some very good speakers. And again, the focus of the conference is on growth for your business. And that's something that we can all use. So that should be fantastic. Again, it's entrepreneursummitdallas.com. Use the code GUEST. And you'll get 20% off the price of your ticket. I don't even think I knew that when I bought our ticket. I can't even remember because as soon as I found out and I saw the lineup, I went and bought tickets. I was like, I'm not even waiting.
That's awesome. It was so important for me to bring in different people because I want you to learn. It's just I don't like fluff conferences. So it was really important to me to put something together that people could walk away from.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. I love going to conferences largely because I like the in-person networking and the chance to meet people. A lot of times it's people I've been connected with online for a long time, but never had a chance to meet in person. And I think you and I only actually met in person, even though we both live in Frisco fairly recently, but we've been connected online for a while. I've been connected to Anne forever. I don't think I've ever met her in person, so this will be fun. I like events for that reason, but when you go to something that is really high quality and you get a lot out of it, just makes it that much better, and especially when it's not a pitch fest. I went to an event a while back, and the person who put this together will remain nameless, but it was an event I was very excited for. It sounded very promising. It was somebody I actually had a lot of respect for, and we drove down to Austin for this event. This was a few years ago. The whole thing was just speaker after speaker, pitch, 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 sell, 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 sell. I think after the first morning session, we just left. I was like, this doesn't even interest me. I'm getting nothing out of this. This is not what is going to be happening at this conference at all.
Mm-hmm.
And don't get me wrong. If somebody's got a book and they're promoting it and talking about it, that's fine. I want to know about those things because like Anne's book, I have not read. I'm going to read it before the conference, which doesn't give me much time.
Right. It's an easy read, though. You got it.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It definitely sounds like it would be worthwhile, and it'll cue you up for getting that much more out of what Anne is going to say when she takes the stage. I'm really, really grateful to you for putting this together. I know events are a ton of work. Thank you for doing that. Is there anything else we should know? Anything else to prepare for going into the conference? Is it lunch or is that separate?
Lunch
is there happy
is
hour afterwards?
There's going to be a happy hour. Working on the final details, but there should be happy hour. I think, too, there's one thing that's really important for me in this one, too. I know a lot of people are introverts. I can be the biggest introvert in the world. I don't like walking into a cold room. So it's not going to be a conference where you learn and then you step outside and have to go meet people that you want. I went to a lot of conferences in 2014 and really pulled away what I loved from them. One of the things I want to do is there's two different times throughout the day where we talk about a specific topic and then the networking is going to happen within the room, talking about a specific topic. So like video, okay, now we're going to take a break. I want you to meet five people you don't know and talk about video, like how you're going to incorporate video into your business. So it's not awkward. I don't know these people. Let me try to fit into a conversation. Those have been the best conferences I've ever gone to when you're forced to talk to people and you walk out of there with relationships, because that's where it's at too with a business. And to be in a room of people who have paid money to build their business, you know you're in a different, a higher scale level of a room.
And this really is an investment in taking that next step, which follows right in line with what you do at the Starters Club. Thank you again for putting this together, and thank you very much for coming on the Frisco podcast to talk about it.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
All right, guys, the event is coming up on March 24th. That does not give you much time, so go out to get your tickets. Again, that is EntrepreneurSummitDallas.com. Use the code GUEST, get 20% off. And it's going to be a good size crowd, but it's not going to be an overwhelming sized crowd. So this will be a nice intimate event. Great speakers. Get your tickets. We look forward to seeing you there. And until then, we'll see you, I guess, next week on the Frisco Podcast.